Urbana Republican Representative Tom Burns relies on the state to pay his legislative office expenses. But he found out earlier this year the state wasn't paying those expenses as quickly as he expected.
I was called by the telephone company. They were going to cut my service off. They hadn't paid for my telephone service to my district office. I had to pay that out of my pocket.
Burns says the state reimbursed him for the phone bill eventually. His office expenses are just one example of the state's tardiness in paying its bills. Burns says he's especially concerned about health care providers, doctors, hospitals, and nursing homes, who often wait more than 3 months for payments from the state. Burns sits on the board of a nursing home in Urbana, but he says his institution isn't suffering greatly. Those that serve a lot of Medicaid patients, he says, are having more trouble.
They're having to borrow that money locally. Some have had to put up their homes and businesses as collateral on borrowing. Quite frankly, it sounds as though some of the banks are a little, not prepared to accept the state's word that they will pay the minimum reasonable length of time.
Burns says the state's vendors are being asked to bear the burden of the state's cash flow problems. He says the state should instead borrow money to catch up on its bills. Short-term borrowing is an idea endorsed by many Republicans in the state. Governor George Ryan favors it. Senate Republicans included it in their budget plan this week. And House Republican leader Lee Daniels likes the idea, too.
We should pay our bills first and foremost. We can do that very quickly by short-term borrowing, which we have done many, many years over the course of this General Assembly. And I think that that ought to be and is a priority by the House Republicans.
But Democratic State Comptroller Dan Hine says the state's long-term financial picture should be the priority, not its immediate debts. Hine says Republicans have long avoided financial reforms such as spending controls and a larger rainy day fund. He says borrowing to pay bills would only further delay those reforms.
That's being used as a decoy to avoid the real issue, which is balancing this budget. If we balance the budget and we pass long-term reforms, that is the best thing we can do for health care providers, for daycare providers, for all those folks who are relying on state payments.
Democrats in the General Assembly are cool to taking out a short-term loan to catch up on state bills. House Speaker Michael Madigan, spokesman Steve Brown, says the speaker feels lawmakers should work simultaneously on balancing the budget and catching up on its bills. House Assistant Majority Leader Charles Hartke of Teutopolis is more partial to borrowing, but only if it's done responsibly.
I do believe the Senate has recommended in their budget proposal 9-month borrowing. And I'm not sure that in 9 months we're going to have the economic recovery necessary to do that. But what about in the next year? What about the next year and a half? You know, if we can borrow $1 billion at a reasonable rate, pay most of it back, and then reborrow some again, that may be the answer.
Hartke says lawmakers should have listened to Comptroller Hines a few years back when he asked for more money in the state's rainy day fund. He hopes lawmakers can work with Hines to find a compromise that includes short-term borrowing. But Republican Burns says GOP leaders are talking about legislation directing Hines to borrow the money. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.